Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Boy, do we have a show for you. We're going to talk a little restaurants business. What I'm talking about is some good Italian food. We actually have the owner of a major restaurant here in Cumberland, Maryland, and we're going to let him introduce himself and tell you about this great establishment. Tony?
Okay, I guess that's me. So my name is Tony Ottaviani, and the restaurant's name is Ristorante Ottaviani, for those of you who haven't been there yet. We've been in business for 18 years, and my mom and my dad and myself began the restaurant in 2005-ish, and we've just been going strong ever since. I have been the general manager of the restaurant all this time and continue to operate day-to-day business there. And we're just growing by leaps and bounds every year, and every year we get bigger and better awards as being the best restaurant around and one of the best in the state. Multiple awards for being the best restaurant in the state, and our biggest thing is just providing great food in an atmosphere that is as casual as you want it to be. You can bring your kids and your grandkids, or as professional and fine dining as you want it to be. So we can really accommodate all of those things and everything in between.
Okay, that sounds good, and I know someone's hungry right now. Tony, can you tell us who had the original vision of starting this?
That would be my mother, because her father, my grandfather, always wanted to have a restaurant and did for a brief period of time in the Baltimore area. And then my mom's a great cook, so growing up eating that great food, you know, everyone said, you should own a restaurant. So at some point, a friend of mine just called me out of nowhere and said, there's a building for sale. If you and your mom are ever talking serious about having a restaurant, now's the time to do it. So my wife and I came up from D.C., took a look at the space, and the rest is history.
So your mom is a great cook, but yet you are physically toned. How'd you do that?
It's the restaurant business. Constantly running back and forth. So it's 10, 12 hours a day, always on my feet. I never stop. Otherwise, I'd probably be 500 pounds.
Now, we also want to bring some homage to your wife, because she works with you in building this, and it's a family-owned business. Now, you mentioned 18 years ago. You all have been doing this for 18 years. Years and you've reached a level of perfection. I would ask, how do you keep going and stay at such a high pace?
Well, it's just about the attention to detail, truly. Simple as that. When people come in the restaurant, they know that I'm going to be there, and if I'm not there, my wife is there, or my cousin Jimmy, who's the general manager now. Someone in the family is there to make sure that your experience is what it should be, and when it's not, because everybody makes mistakes, we make it right immediately, and we never have people never coming back, if you know what I mean.
Now, I can tell you that I've eaten at this restaurant before Tony came into the studio here at King Scott, and the food and the quality is excellent. My wife actually loves it there. But, Tony, can you tell us about the cook? Because, obviously, your mother's not cooking like she used to. So who's cooking these great dishes that you guys put out?
So we have a team of four chefs and some cooks beyond that. And those guys just do an incredibly good job. You know, we give them the box to live in, and they really just run with it. And they do it exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And of course, we're constantly checking, always quality checks every single day. You know, is the sauce right? Is this right? Is that right? So they do a great job, and with us just always checking in and checking up.
I'm going to make it a point to become a volunteer food taster there. But I also want to pay some attention to the servers. Everyone seems to smile. When you're greeted, when you come in the door, it's a pleasant atmosphere. It's like you're walking into joy. How do you all navigate that? Is that a training process that you guys go through?
To some degree, it's something we do train on and talk about. We do have to remind people at times, you know, hey, let's see that smile or whatever that might be. But generally, it is genuine. And that is because the atmosphere that we create for our guests is very much like a family atmosphere. We want you to feel like you're part of our family. And our staff feels the same way. They are family. They are family to each other. They are family to us. And we treat them that way. They treat us that way. So the end result is a lot of people who are generally happier than your average restaurant.
So now I have a what I would call a trick question. When you come into the restaurant and you look at the atmosphere and you look at the design of the different places from the back to the front, who crafted that?
Well, that is a trick question, because my mother and my brother, primarily my brother originally, did much of the physical work in the original restaurant, and it was his idea, let's say, as far as the way it looks. Over the years, we've had to change things, and that's been more me, I would guess. And of course, the tasting room, which I guess we'll talk about here shortly,
yes,
is pretty much all myself and my wife, since it's so new. It's only been there for a year.
Well, you have that atmosphere. It's warm and cozy. It's perfect for an evening out with your special one, or the kids out just doing what kids do. It's not rushed. There's a lot of patience and the detail. And I've experienced this myself, the detail and attention that you receive. You also have some entertainment going on in different parts. Let's talk about that for a moment.
So for the last decade, I would say, we've had live entertainment either on a patio, outdoor dining area, out front, or inside the restaurant every Tuesday and every Friday. Now, those days sometimes change, but twice a week, live entertainment, live music. And it's just been a blast. You know, our old manager started doing that about a decade ago, and she just really hit a home run with that.
So the flavor of the restaurant has really been a team effort. Even outside, I noticed that the tables are set up. Your general advertising is out there. It's neat. It's not sloppy. And we see that. People notice it. There's other competition in the neighborhood, but no one seems to be able to live up to this standard that yourself and your family has established. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little musical break here, and we're going to bring Tony right back in, and we're going to talk about some other aspects of the restaurant. Ogni sera che esce quando a casa è scura e non mente la cucina parla solo su ma parlo malandrina pure la gatta c'ha paura Peppino su una cilla ma fatta scompare mannaggia su una cilla a casa è nata stasera in la cucina una pocherina già la sa e quando sempre aga Peppino già ingappa Okay, we are back. We are still talking to Tony. And before we go any further, we're going to ask Tony to tell us exactly where this great restaurant is. And he's going to tell you how you get there.
Well, we are downtown Cumberland, 25 North Center Street. Right across from the New York Life building.
And if they wanted to call and make a reservation, how would they go about doing that?
You can call 301-722-0052.
Okay, could you say that again for us and make sure that they hear it nice, loud, and clear?
301-722-0052.
So when you want to find peace and tranquility, when you want to find some really great food, which is going to be our next subject matter, you can call that phone number and come and get it. It's there for you. Now, if you can tell us a little bit about your menu selections and the things that you like, because I know you like certain menu items and other people like other menu items. So if you can give us a description of how all that jives together.
Well, we have a pretty large menu, I would say. And we have everything ranging from what I call comfort food, immigrant-style Italian food, you know, spaghetti and meatballs, chicken parmesan, things like this, all the way up to, you know, what I think are the best steaks in the state, filet mignons, great fresh seafood, scallops, shrimp, fresh fish, and everything in between.
That sounds delicious. So when you are, when the chefs are preparing the dishes, what side items come with that?
Well, it varies. So some of the more larger entree items come with two sides, whether it be a vegetable and some sort of a pasta or potatoes, and some of the lighter fare, like our fish dish, just comes with one vegetable side dish.
Now, the word on the streets is that the kids eat free. Is that true? I don't have young children, and I'm not sure I would exactly have them with me on a date, but is that true that the kids eat free?
Yes. We don't have and never have had a kids menu, but that's not because we don't want kids in there. It's because kids 8 and under can eat a pasta of their choice and have a drink of their choice for free. We do sell chicken tenders and some things like that that have a cost associated, but it's just nominal. But the pasta dishes are free and a drink for kids, yeah.
So, Tony, when you say the pasta dishes, are there several of them? I mean, you know, if I bring my grandchild and one wants this and one wants that, you can accommodate that?
Yes. Yep. You know, so say so-and-so wants an Alfredo pasta and so-and-so wants red sauce, done. So-and-so wants, you know, butter noodles, also fine, down the line.
That's, you know, I'm hoping that at the end of this broadcast that Tony invites me to dinner. I'm just hoping. It's just a prayer.
Always invited, Al.
So, Tony, let's talk about the tasting room. This is a new aviance of experience. It's different from the main restaurant versus the tasting room. Can you talk about that for a few moments?
Sure. So, the tasting, we have a full bar at Ristorante Ottaviani. There is a full bar there, beer, wine, and liquor. You can eat at the bar as well. But we opened the tasting room right next door, and it is more of a casual spot, and it's more bar-focused. So it's also a full bar with beer, wine, and liquor. We do wine tastings, etc. But it's also a retail wine shop, so you can come in there and get a case of wine or a bottle of wine to go to bring home to your house. Or a six-pack of beer, or a case of beer, whatever it might be. And then, of course, we have dining in there as well. And that menu is a smaller version of our standard menu, but it also, the focus is pizza. We have a new brick oven from Naples, Italy, and about 15 different pizzas that we do. And that is our staple menu for the tasting room, as well as lunch, which is the newest part of what we do.
Tony, I'm going to ask you to tell us this again because it sounds so sexy. Can you give us that name and that accent that you add in when you talk about the name of the restaurant?
Ristorante Ottaviani?
Yes, that is such a... I mean, it's something when you hear that accent that goes along with it, it makes it sexy and it's an ambiance that people look for when they go out to eat. And for you to pronounce it the way that you do just adds the atmosphere in when you can close your eyes and imagine that you are sitting across with that special one. And that name comes across and people can... It marinates in them. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's awesome. Just to back up a little bit, who came up with the name that way?
Well, that's my last name, so...
Attached to you, huh?
Right.
Okay. Well, the tasting room, you gave us some information on that. You're also able to lease that room out for private parties and things of that nature?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's important. We do have the ability to, yes, rent the tasting room out for parties up to 50 people. You know, and that's, we have different contracts for whether it's a weekday or weekend, so.
And that's been going pretty well.
I think so. Yeah, we've been renting it out once or twice a month. Seems like pretty steady.
Yes. Okay. So when you talk about the different wines that you market, and you also have a new item that I noticed when I was there, the cheese refrigerator or freezer, which one is it?
It's a refrigerator.
Okay.
And that is something else I would have forgotten to talk about. We sell retail wine, which, you know, out the door, but we also sell some different Italian market style things. So various cheeses, Italian cured meats, you know, Italian sodas, things like this, olive oils, truffle oils, this kind of thing.
Now, I'm a soda man. An Italian soda, if you come down for nothing else, you would at least have to come and taste that. The vision that you have for the restaurant is enormous, but it's coming more and more clear every day. The drink specials that you do from time to time, how does that work?
Well, the manager, Jimmy, typically will just come up with a special drink, and they kind of taste it, which is sort of the fun part, figure out what it's supposed to be, and then we'll just run a price special on it that night. We just did a margarita week with special prices on margaritas all week.
Is there, do you have frozen drinks?
We do not. That's the one thing we do not have, are frozen drinks. And the reason being is that the way I feel, like, a blender behind that bar is just too distracting, you know, too loud and distracting. It's not that kind of a bar.
Okay. I guess when you're trying to speak to someone in a bar atmosphere and all of a sudden, that's not good.
No.
You lose cool points when that happens. So I understand that. I didn't think about it that way. And then the person who turned the blender on, you sort of give them that look, you know, this has ruined my night. But anyway, the drink specials are created by Jimmy. I've had a chance to work with him and some of the other staff. Jimmy is a very pleasant person. We certainly want to give him homage as well and his management skills. Now, when you talk about the drink specials, how do they find out that they can get these drink specials in terms of being online? Is this something listed? I mean, we're going to talk about it, but
we generally put it on our various, you know, Instagrams, Facebooks, etc., all that social media. It'll be on there. And then, of course, the server will tell people about it as they come in, you know, when they sit down. But getting back to Jimmy for just a second, you know, Jimmy is awesome. He's my cousin, and he makes almost all the specialty drinks. He hand makes the crab cakes, which are the best in the state of Maryland, and I'll put that to the test. Yeah, he's just an overall dynamo. I mean, that guy does it all. He's also our best pizza cook.
Boy, oh boy. So when you come down to the restaurant, you are able to get a total experience. Let's talk a little bit about the oven that you mentioned earlier, because that's off to the right of the store. As soon as you walk up the street,
it's in our patio.
It's right there. And that's sometimes where you have some entertainment, so it creates a different type atmosphere of the pizza. Now, my understanding is that you're running a special for lunch in the tasting room. Is that correct?
Right. So the tasting room is open at noon, and we don't close until 10 or 11 o'clock p.m. So it is the place that is open for lunch, with our light fare menu focused on pizza for lunch.
Now, if by chance I was feeling heavy for lunch, I could order a steak, couldn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't like saying no very often, so the answer would be yes.
Terrific, terrific.
But the pizza, the pizzas are about 14-inch pizzas, a lot of different options and style, and you can choose what you want. You can basically, I hate this term, but you can build your own pizza if you choose to. If we have the ingredients, we're happy to make whatever you like.
Now, also in the tasting room, you have what you have described to me as a vinyl night. Now, I know what vinyl is because I'm in radio, but you tell us what your version of the vinyl night is and what you all do there on certain days.
So Wednesday night, we call it Martinis and Vinyl. And what it is, we have a really cool specialty martini menu, and they're just miniature martinis. So they're $6 or $7 a piece, miniature martinis, and they're really fun. But then we have a record player in there, and I have, you know, 100 or so records in there, and you can bring your own records and play whatever you want within a degree of reason.
Right, right. That is terrific. Now, so you can go to where the oven is and get one experience. You can come into the main restaurant and have the ambiance of romance, and then you can come over to the tasting room and get a little loose.
Sure. It really is three separate businesses in a way. It feels like that. You know, we have our pizza patio, we have the ristorante, and we have the tasting room, just like you say. And it is something for everyone. Or even, you know, you could have lunch with us in the pizza patio, come back for dinner at 6 o'clock, and then leave there and go to the tasting room for drinks.
And you won't need your whole paycheck, right?
Only half of it.
Okay. I want to also mention that the other places around in the area, this is truly the best restaurant in Cumberland, Maryland. I've seen it because I do what I do. I've had an opportunity to go over. The service is impeccable. The ownership has paid attention to the details that's needed to run a successful restaurant. And now you have sort of like a lazy Susie of things that you can choose from. So I could call on a Saturday night. I don't feel like being around people. I could call and get me a pizza and then just come and pick it up and go home.
Absolutely, yep. You could come grab a pizza to go, and while you're at it, pick up a bottle of wine to have, you know, with your significant other or your buddies or your girlfriend.
Or I could get one of those Italian sodas
that you could.
As well.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break right quick, and we'll be right back with Tony. This is just a great broadcast because, you know, now that the pandemic is over, people want to get out, and this is the perfect place to come to get all of the ambiance that you could possibly need. But we'll be right back at you. King Scott, RadioTV.com.
That someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We're here with Tony, and we're going to continue to talk a little bit more about what he does, what he's into, and the restaurant that he serves so well. Tony, I have a question referencing our social media platform. You know, we have turned into a fast-paced society where people are tuning more into their cell phones and Facebook and Instagram and all these other things. What role does that play in your restaurant?
So we do advertise every day with Facebook and Instagram. My cousin Jimmy and my wife Tanya both post on those sites daily, multiple times a day. If we're doing a special wine dinner or just for having a certain special for the evening, whatever it might be, they're going to be posting those things on those sites. So definitely should check those things out.
Now, my understanding is that your restaurant is developing a new innovative website?
Yes, so we're in the process of creating a new website that's going to be really nice. It is already nice, but it's not fully finished yet, but that'll be the next thing. I believe it's called, I think it's just www.ottavianis.com.
Okay, that sounds good. So is that pointed towards the millennials? Because they seem to, I mean, I enjoy Facebook, not as much as I think my millennial audience does, but is that geared towards getting them more involved into the fine dining restaurant spirit or just a simple pizza?
Yeah, I don't actually know. I don't Facebook personally, so I'm not somebody who's really up on it. So I don't know who the heck Facebooks or doesn't Facebook, but I know a lot of people do, so we put it out there.
Well, the last thing we want to talk about is the lunch special. The price that you are serving for that, the time of day that it's on. We're getting callers in already, ladies and gentlemen, to add in to this broadcast. So if you hear little noises like that, it's only people calling into the studio to find out more about this wonderful establishment, family-owned business that has been around for 18 years. But my question is the lunch special, what's the cost, and when people can come and experience that?
So the tasting room, which is open for lunch, with our primarily pizza menu, we have a lunch special that is $14 for a small pizza and salad. And you can take that to go. We could even deliver for large groups within the city limits, and or, of course, come and have it outside on the patio or in the tasting room.
That is terrific. Now, Tony, as we close out, what would you want the audience to know about the experiences that you've had in your management style, the experiences that you people receive when they come in to the restaurant in the three entities that's there, be it the pizza, the main restaurant, or the tasting room? What would you want for them to know about that?
It all boils down to me to genuine hospitality. So whether you're taking something to go from the pizza patio, or if you're coming in for a filet mignon dinner, or if you are hanging out at the bar in the tasting room, and whether you're by yourself or whether you're with 27 people, we treat everyone the same. And everyone is as important as the next person to us. We just want every single person to be happy and really go out of our way to make sure that is the case.
Tony, thank you for coming into the studio. We are looking forward to the innovation that's taking place at the restaurant. And could you give us that wonderful name and the address and the phone number once more, please?
Sure. So it's Ristorante Ottaviani and Ottaviani's Tasting Room. And the number to the restaurant is 301-722-0052. Okay. So you can make a reservation or just pop in, and then we'll be happy to see you.
This has been another broadcast by KingScottRadioTV.com. We look forward to hearing you and seeing you soon. King Scott, RadioTV.com.
For you I have written a song to be sure that you know what I'm saying. I'll translate as I go along.